USA Radio News.
A new mask order issued by the CDC. The order announced late Friday requires everyone to wear a mask on all public transportation, including planes, trains, and taxis, even rideshares. It goes into effect at 11:59 p.m. Monday. Another COVID vaccine could be hitting the market by the summer. Johnson & Johnson releasing data yesterday that shows its vaccine is 72% effective in the U.S. in preventing moderate and severe COVID. That's lower than the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, but Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NBC News this third vaccine can still help us eradicate the virus.
The important point is that the protection against severe disease was very high, even in South Africa, where the mutant is dominant.
Unlike the other vaccines, Johnson & Johnson's only requires one dose. The company expected to apply next week for emergency use authorization from the FDA, and 100 million doses could be available by June. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Republican support may not be needed to pass a COVID relief bill. Most Republicans are opposed to President Biden's $2 trillion proposal and would like something smaller. Democrats are considering using budget reconciliation to bypass the GOP and get the bill passed. Biden yesterday responding to the idea.
I support passing COVID relief with support from Republicans if we can get it, but the COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
The reconciliation process calls for a simple majority instead of the 60 votes needed to avoid a filibuster. A meeting next week could determine the future of a controversial GOP House member. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene facing criticism for her comments about the election, COVID, and Black Lives Matter. Democrats want Greene censured and removed from her committees. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy will meet with Greene next week to discuss her comments before taking any action. McCarthy this week also meeting with former President Trump in Florida. McCarthy says Trump committed to helping elect Republicans in 2022. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A congressman tests positive for COVID. Massachusetts Democrat Stephen Lynch announcing his diagnosis yesterday. It comes after Lynch took both doses of the Pfizer vaccine over a week ago. A spokeswoman says Lynch is asymptomatic and feels fine. The FBI increasing the reward to find a pipe bomb suspect in D.C. Here's Jeremy Scott.
The agency shared a picture of a suspect yesterday in hopes of identifying the person who authorities believe planted pipe bombs outside the Republican and Democratic National Committee offices on the night before the U.S. Capitol riot. The reward, originally $50,000, has been increased twice now to $100,000 for tips leading to an arrest. A suspect is seen wearing a face mask and appears to be carrying a backpack. They say the bombs were planted between 7:30 and 8:30 at night on January 5th. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
A special recognition for the Capitol police officer who died in the riot this month. Brian Sicknick will lie in honor next week in the Capitol Rotunda. The 42-year-old died after getting hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. In a joint statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer say Sicknick's heroism that day helped save lives. Hall of Fame basketball coach John Chaney passing away Friday. Chaney coaching Temple University for 24 seasons before retiring in 2006. Chaney winning 741 games. He was 89. And former Vice President Dick Chaney turns 80 years old today. Chaney born in the state in 1941 in Lincoln, Nebraska. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.